We'll talk to Rob Adcock in due course here on BBC Radio Northampton, but we've got the story going at the moment, and I want to extend this a little bit longer, if you don't mind. I've got Clive and Anne Huntingford, in the studio with me. I knew I was going to get that wrong. Huntingford? Huntington? Hungerford? I was always on a hiding to nothing there. Whilst I was just doing the weather forecast, something happened which I just looked across and saw. Anne just put her finger up to her lips because I think Clive was starting to say something. Anne, he can't see your finger up against your lips. Why did you do that?
Force of habit.
Force of habit.
Yes.
Fascinating to see how people's gestures will continue to be the same as they've always been, notwithstanding the fact that Clive Huntingford saw a major change in his life as a former Navy man, waking up one morning after having gone to bed the night before, perfectly normal, to find that he was profoundly blind. Clive, you lost a limb, you lost a leg, about 12 months ago.
Yes.
Why was that?
Unfortunately, I'm also diabetic, and I have a condition where I have no feeling in my feet. And
either feet?
Either foot. Well, only one foot these days.
Of course.
But I had an ulcer, and unfortunately, because there is no pain, you just carry on normally. A normal person would be sitting down with their feet up saying, ouch, I'm saying, should we go and play football? So it's a little bit different. So unfortunately it got so bad that the bones pushed through the sole, and so unfortunately October last year.
That's fairly grim stuff. So they decided to remove the leg.
It was that, or if left any longer, it may have lost more of the leg. So.
Does that now make you bionic because you walked into this studio?
Yeah, sure. Well, I think that one of the things it does do, and I mentioned earlier on how helpless I felt when I was first blind, because unfortunately there's nothing you can do. You can't make yourself better. You can't grow more eyes. You can't, suddenly there isn't some panacea that will make me see again ever. But when I lost my leg, I had, what I can do is I can say I can either sit in a wheelchair for the rest of my life, or I can get off my backside, work hard and walk again. Because I was told, certainly by the surgeon, there's no reason why I couldn't walk normally, like anybody else.
So you now have been fitted with a prosthetic leg.
Sure, yeah.
You are profoundly blind, but sure. You are wearing the brightest shirt that we've got in our building today, because it is, and it's emblazoned across both Anne and Clive's chests, the 100K London to Brighton 24-hour walk. The hurdles just get bigger and bigger, as far as I can see. 100 kilometres is one thing. Doing it on a prosthetic leg is another. Not having feeling in your one good foot is another. And you've got to walk 100 kilometres in 24 hours.
Yeah,
you like a challenge, don't you?
Well, I never said I was intelligent. I think that I felt and felt the same, is that when people are forever giving, as Blind Veterans UK have, without any hope of any return. It's purely to make my life better, or our life. They believe in the family, not just the blind person. So it means that it was an all-encompassing, I suppose it's almost like an extra marriage, where I have people there just that look after us. That's all they do. And so when the walk came up, I thought, well, this is one thing I can do. I can do that. And it's not worth doing something unless it's a challenge. If we could all walk this, if we could all walk 10 kilometres or whatever, then it wouldn't be worthwhile.
Yeah, but you're taking on the challenge. Anne's got to do it with you. You put her into it as well. She had no say in the matter.
It wasn't quite like that. I should say that Anne was a willing volunteer. When I said to Anne that I was going to do the walk, there was a deathly silence which seemed like forever, and then she just said, "Well, I'm going to do it as well."
Fantastic. So, you're doing the walk in June of next year. Sure. And do you have to practice for this? Because
yes.
You've got to do the 100 kilometres in 24 hours. That's, I mean, he's an army, so we won't know about yomping or forced route marches.
No, no.
100 kilometres in 24 hours. Have you got to work hard to do that?
There is quite a bit of training involved in it, even more so for me, because I haven't been doing all the army training. But they actually give you a schedule that you can follow, so it doesn't stop as helping you just with the house or little things.
Everything
they have
has
you.
Everything
every
else has
way.
To go on. Yeah, yes. And I can understand why you are motivated to help as you are. There is a Just Giving site if you want to help Clive and Anne do what they do. If you want to walk with them, there are spaces to take part in the 100K London to Brighton Walk, which is in June of next year. And if you want to find out more about that, there is a website. It supports the work of Blind Veterans UK. In a sense, I suppose, it's Blind Help for Heroes, because to my eyes, excuse the pun, but I will use it advisedly, Clive Huntingford is as much a hero as anybody else is from the armed forces. www.walk100.org.uk is where you go if you would like to take part in the walk with Clive and Anne. If you want to support them without walking, then you can go to their website, www.justgiving.com/the-Huntingfords. And it's spelt the way it sounds, Huntingfords. Go and have a look at that website. You can find out more about a remarkable husband and wife team. 24 hours to walk 100 kilometres through a lovely part of the UK, Surrey, Sussex, the North and South Downs. It will finish at Blind Veterans UK Charity Centre in Ovingdean, which is in Brighton itself. I'm sure the weather will be great. I hope it is by the time we get to June. Otherwise, you might be back in the Navy.
Sure.
And you might be treading water. I hope that won't be the case. Former Navy man, Clive Huntingford and Anne Huntingford, here in the studio with me today. Remarkable story. Lovely to meet you both. We'll have to talk to you immediately before you go off and do the walk and come back afterwards as well.
Sure.
Good luck with the practice. Have you broken any prosthetic legs? Because I keep hearing about service personnel doing their level best to wear them out.
Well, I've actually bent a couple. I won't say I've broken one. I managed to, with the leg I've got now, I managed to put the ankle into right angles. So I had to nip back to the limb centre at Northampton Hospital to get it straightened.
Ham-fisted and heavy-footed as well?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Clive, Anne, it's lovely to have you in. All the very best ahead of June, and we'll get you back in the studio in good time. Have a wonderful Christmas with the family.
And you, John. Thank you very much.
Bye.